Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 231. We're back, it's sunny. I'm not moaning, I'm going to moan. It's very cold and windy on this Silford Bridge, you know. But I'm joined with Benjamin, Zayden, Nathan, and it is before, Nick, are you ready for this? Opening game, Fulham, on the 16th of August 2024. Nathan's brave shorts, so has Ben. I have got trousers. Zayden, you got trousers? Got shorts.
Three to one.
I'm not wearing shorts when it's going to be cold before the game. A quick few. I'm excited. I felt not ready for this for a few weeks. But
so's Eric, apparently.
I don't. It was misinterpreted. His whole thing was the tip. I think people, and I do think there's an eagerness to just seize on anything he says, and like, and that's, it's just always the case with, but right, so I've got to stop saying Mitchell Ten Hag. His name is not Mitchell Ten Hag.
That's what I thought. That's
like, his name is not Mitchell Ten Hag. But I will say there's a
What's his name then?
Mitchell van der Haag.
Okay.
But he was quite, he's a close confidant, whatever Eric has said, and it did make me think, the rumours of McLaren and Rashford not gelling are now in the papers. The players needed to be hardly driven, and Eric's lost a bit of his support network there, and it has changed into the players want more days off. So my point is, I don't want to start on a negative, but these players, including Shaw, Rashford, you know, we said they needed to be hard driven, and the conclusion from last year is Eric's lost a bit of his power and they're actually getting consulted more, so they're going to be more softly driven. That was a little nagging doubt this morning that I thought, well, we as fans were saying they needed to be hardly, you know, so he's lost a bit.
But if they're happier, hopefully that means,
well, yeah, but if we win we're all happier. But they weren't
though,
winning.
Oh, on that, was it Solskjaer soft on them?
Oh yeah. Good point. There's going to be a Barra second season on Prime. Get on it. RG Hoolies. Get on it, people. Please, watch the first series. Gardner's World, a lad put, we have a position of privilege and we're proud to do what we do here. And I thought, transport that for a garden for a fanzine. I really believe that. Thank you, people, for giving us another season. We're happy. And Nathan's well keen. So really can't thank you
when
enough.
When am I not?
And I did enjoy the Olympics. It was perfect time when we were away on holiday. And I will say, we went, I said, like, let's go, you know, the all-inclusive thing. I know people, but I quite like it with a kid, it's quite good. Anyway, went to a tapas bar and I said, we'll watch the Olympics out, because they weren't showing it. Anyway, went to a tapas bar and they did the thing where you order a drink and they bring food. And we'd just eaten in the hotel. So they bring food and Albert, God bless him, but you had to be there moment. But he went, if they bring any more food, I want to leave immediately. I'm walking out. Because he'd never confronted with the concept of tapas. And me and the missus just pissed ourselves. The way he just went, if they bring any more food, I'm leaving. And it was like he'd never said anything
going
like
on 90.
It's like, but it was that. He'd never said anything like that in his life. But he just went, I'm getting out. And we said, where are you going to go? You know, like you're with us. Anyway, it's good to be back. Hello, Zayden. Hello, Ben. Good to see you, lads.
Good to see you, Barney, as always, pal. That lovely smile.
Oh, and Zayden's got it. Are we confident today?
Yeah.
What's the score?
2-0.
Yes.
So who's going to score?
Galacho.
By the way, the last time you predicted Galacho scored the last couple of games, you scored at Wembley the last couple of times.
Well, and Nathan, listening back, Nathan's excitement. Garnacho, Manu, like,
yeah.
For all the, you know, there is a nagging fear. We've all got it. Like, oh, imagine if we didn't. You know, imagine if today goes tits up. Could happen. But there is also, like, we had hope last year and that disintegrated. But I don't think it's going to be this season. I think it is going to be better, isn't it?
I hope so.
Well, certainly.
I'm definitely confident.
I really don't think it could be any worse.
No.
So if we look at it that way, yeah, it should be better. I'm excited. Like, I'm always, like Nick said this before, is that he's never heard me so giddy at the start of the season. I'm always giddy at the start of the season. Because
yeah, if you can't if, get if, it
if,
for this.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not excited at the start, before a ball's been kicked, then when are you ever going to, you know?
Yeah.
Steve always says,
we'll win the treble. There is...
Don't
you know,
say it.
No, but Leicester won the bloody league.
Yeah, of course.
So anything's possible. You know, like, That lot, I'm not talking even the 115, you just don't know, do you? And wouldn't it be nice? You know, I'm not... But it's just like... there are moments where I think, and me and Nathan just had this in the Uber, if... Get a striker. And I know Eric said Xerxes the second. Don't... good as the youngsters and Hoyland kicked them, get a striker, and that changes the dynamic. You've got to get a striker.
I mentioned the other night,
you've got to.
The main one is a central midfielder.
I think
that's still
really more than a striker. But the goals can get you out of holes.
No, but our main issue last year,
yeah,
which was where, like, you can't put it all on Mainoo, is that we've got no one in the middle. And exactly.
Yeah, but
and exactly the same is going to happen this season.
Couldn't I counter that argument? What do you reckon today? Sorry, I'll put you on the pod.
What do I reckon today?
Yeah.
I think we'll have just enough today. Be interested to see if some of the new signings play or not. I think we're probably going to struggle at fullback.
Right.
I'm a bit worried about Luke Shaw being in. Just think he was a big difference maker. And I think up front as well. I think we're potentially a little bit lightweight.
And how
up
do you
top.
Feel about the season?
Look, I think we ended last year well with the trophy. But obviously didn't quite get there in terms of where we finished in the league. I'd like to think we'll finish stronger in the league this year. I just really worry about up top. I think we need Hoyland back quickly. And hopefully he can replicate his goal scoring form of last year and, you know, push double figures again. But I'm a bit worried about up top. I think we're a bit lightweight.
I'm going to put you, pin you down. Position?
In the league this year, I'll say fourth.
Right. I know that's... shouldn't be, but I'll take that. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott. Nice
I'll
one,
take
Scott.
Fourth, yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you. You. But right. So... but the goal difference. So what gets you out of that goal difference? And I get we had a gaping hole for 40 odd games, but what gets you out of that surely is a striker. And
well,
I know,
true.
You know, like,
yeah.
But and I'm pinning a lot of hope on Casemiro resembling 18 months ago than 12.
I still think we'll sign, there's still talk about that guy from PSG, isn't yeah. there, the Uruguayan guy. Sounds like they want rid of him.
Ugarte,
and, yeah, and I do think that'll be something that will just go towards the end of the window and we'll end up getting someone through.
I think
we'll sign someone
we
else.
We can't have shithousery.
Worst being
anymore.
The worst, I think you just bring back, what's his name, Amrabat.
Well, that's I think that's a no-brainer.
You know, if you're strapped for money or if you're really struggling with the FIFA from Ugarte or...
I just think it's Nathan's said that twice now. I think it's just a no-brainer.
If you're just doing it for bodies, then it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right, we've got some questions, quickly.
From other people?
From the forum, right? Get on the forum. One of Doc's boys, do you think there is a dual purpose to Ruud arriving as a coach and then heir apparent? And I think that's a no-brainer, I think. And I think that's definite.
Yeah.
And I think Ruud will think
so.
That. Which
I think
creates an unhealthy dynamic, possibly.
Yeah, I think he obviously turned other jobs down, didn't he? Like, nothing obviously as big as this one, but I just think, yeah, he's definitely got an eye on that, hasn't he? And the interesting thing, like you say, is how's Eric taking that?
Yeah.
You know, but.
And we've got Red Leicester saying, any particular nagging irritations about football? Red Leicester, have you not heard this fucking podcast? I've got about a fucking million. But do you know what winds me up? I hate fucking... Well, I don't watch it. So that's... But Liverpool... Oh, Jamie Carragher's on comms. Nev's on us. I don't want to hear someone who played for the team that they're commentating on. I want unbiased opinion. You know, like... So I hate where it's all this... You've got to have the people who played for the team that they're commentating. That's bollocks. Have you got any irritation?
Irritations? Probably this mobile app thing, to be honest with you. That's really irritating me. Like I said earlier on, we were working at the start of the week, and halfway through the week, you know, when they said, oh, the ticket's uploaded, I kept getting that screen saying, oh, your device is not registered or whatever. It was like, I have done, and then you have to log out, log in. Oh, it's a pain in the ass. Well, this is working now.
But it could go two ways, that we could, in an hour or 2 hours, be totally shit that I'm not getting in. Yours is spinning. Yours and Nathan's is spinning.
Yeah, exactly. Yours not
and,
at the minute.
And mine's not. So, like, but I'm that resigned it to. I can't. You know, like, if they don't let me in, I just think, fuck it, I'll go to the pub. But it shouldn't be that way.
No, I know, exactly, yeah.
I'm beyond. Nothing would surprise me with United. That, and the way that they've released it early and also the pressure that they felt. They've rushed this through.
They have,
you know, and I feel like.
I thought they might have given it a full
for a
season
senior
test.
Reds.
I thought they'd have done it a full season test. Instead of doing it a little bit at the end of last season.
And for senior Reds, it's an absolute
mistake.
And I'm sorry to bring it down on it. I'm going to ask a thing. So, yeah, that's £4, please, mate. Sorry, quick on the pod. What do you think, lads? What's your name?
Max.
Max. From
Dublin.
First time, or you've been a few times?
I've been a few.
What do you reckon today?
3-1.
Oh, I like that confidence. What do you make of the ground?
Brilliant.
Would you move to another one or on?
Stay.
Stay.
Just get a new stand because it's leaking.
I like that. Cheers. And what's your name?
Noel.
Knight.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
2-0.
2-0. I like that. And what do you reckon of the season?
I think better than the last season, I think. Yeah. I think the cup win covered a lot of cracks at the end, but
sorry mate, I'm trying to well, and who are you most looking forward to seeing this season?
Garnacho,
Fernandez. Oh, I like that. There's three, there's 15 and are you a quid. Cheers for stopping us. Nice one. Yeah. Thanks, sir.
Mostly Garnacho.
Yeah, I am too. Enjoy it, lads. Thanks for that support. What's your name?
Sam.
And what do you reckon today?
2-1.
I like that. And who are you most looking forward to seeing this season?
Garnacho.
And Ian, how do you feel about this season?
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm excited. But we'll see. Zerky,
what's your gut feeling?
3-0.
And for the season?
Top four.
Oh,
top four.
I like that.
Yeah, one top four. Cheers.
That's four. Right, okay. So we're feeling there's hope in the air, isn't there? Zayden's smiling, Ben's smiling, Nathan is smiling.
I get giddy. So,
I get giddy at the drop of a hat over United, and I don't want to be pulled back into Shittsville. I tell you, I'll keep the overriding thing. Ask us after Liverpool, eh? It's only three games. You know, three games in, we'll know a hell of a lot more about this side. Tough away, but please, no fucking doom today. Right, to the regiment.
Absolutely.
Right, cheers, lads. Lads, say your names.
It's Max, Trevor.
Podcast regulars. I always. Do you mind this? Me shoving this in your faces.
Not at all.
Do you reckon about the new season?
Well, this is the time of the season where you're allowed to be a hopeless optimist, isn't it? Nothing started yet. Anything's possible. We could win the quadruple if we wanted to. So before today, we're going to win everything. It's fantastic. Today we're going to win everything.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and no, I was a bit.
What pub have you two been at? I thought I was giddy till I met you two.
Ask me after the match, I'll give you a more honest opinion.
No, I was a bit fed up during pre-season with players getting injured. The pitches looked terrible, but I like the two new signings. They look all right, and well, they look all right at the moment. I haven't seen them yet.
But
Saturday was good. So
yeah, played City. Well against City.
What do you reckon of the new season? Sorry putting you on there.
We should do better, but who knows with United.
Realism that I know. These just have told me we're going to win the quadruple.
I'll take another day like the one in May. I don't care what goes on. May.
Well, yours is the photo,
the cup final,
and it's literally like almost cover worthy of that joy in your face.
The cup final was, I'd take any season with that kind of day in it. So,
but we've got to let it go, and I always feel like I've spent half the summer not wanting to let it go.
No, I
don't want shit appearing. Right, sorry, then. Sorry.
Of course, never.
What's your gut feeling?
It's either it's a cup or top four, isn't it? It's got to be one of those two things.
But what do you think will happen?
If things start well, we'll be top four. But the moment they go wrong, Ruud van Nistelrooy, like Macbeth, waiting at the side to take over, is not brilliant for me. But
I think that's what someone's asked, and I think that is Eric. I've put in the mag by the mag that he's been at Ten Hag has been backed and underwhelmed in the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Same move. What do you reckon, Mum?
Well, I think Liverpool dropped down, so I think we could get top four.
Right, okay. Well, let's hope so. It's good to see you.
Great
cheers.
See you later.
Cheers, right, sorry.
That's all right, mate. How much is that?
Four. Same price.
Oh, there's three.
Live sale on this. Yeah. Thanks very much for stopping.
Pleasure.
Right,
pleasure.
Okay. Well, I'd love your
realistically, ideally, if we play well every game, like if we put in a good shift, I'll be happy. And if we do that, then we will end up winning a trophy and top four, which is, I think that's a must.
This squad fit can do this.
Yeah.
And it can do better, but injuries, everything.
That's it.
But no shit today. No. We cannot have, and we left Wolves concerned, cannot have that today.
No.
Just for the... weekend, let alone fucking
yeah, just a glimpse
the
of
weeks.
What's to come. Just yeah. a solid performance today. That would be.
I like that.
Yeah, he
like
needs a good start.
Who are you most looking forward to seeing? And the, let the kid in you like out.
It's like De Ligt. De Ligt. I'm really interested to see how he'll perform in the Premier League because obviously he's a bit more robust than the usual centre back that we're used to. And apparently he's good on the ball as well. And he's played well in the Bundesliga.
What is this wizardry that yeah. we? All right, cheers, lads. Thanks for stopping. I appreciate it. And Alex, right, good. You have turned up from the pub. We had a quick pint with Nathan. So you don't mind speaking?
No, of course not.
You're Alex, and where are you from?
I'm from Italy. I'm from South Tyrol, and I came today to watch the Man United game. It's my first game ever at Old Trafford.
And you live in Germany, Munich?
I live in Germany, Munich. Exactly.
And why United?
So I started supporting United 15, 16 years ago because of Wayne Rooney, who was my favorite player. Also, my English teacher had a little bit of influence on me, so I started watching the games and talking with him. This also helped me with my English conversations. So I got more into the football game of English football and Manchester United, and it's a big club. It has a lot of history, great players, and just loving the atmosphere.
And apart from your dad, who's an Inter Milan, you just stuck to the course of United. You haven't faltered. United's your team. You don't have a second team.
Yeah,
do you?
No, I don't.
That's
have
incredible.
A second. I don't have a second team.
What do the lot of people around you think?
Yeah, they think, yeah, at the beginning it's hard to understand why I wouldn't say switching teams, because when you're little, yeah, you watch the games with your father and then you think, okay, this is the club for you. But then when you understand a little bit something of football and the history of the clubs and everything and the atmosphere, you get more into the game. And, you know, United offers this and has this great atmosphere, these great players. So it was quite... easy for me.
How do you sum it up, your love for United? Like, if you could explain it.
You can't explain it's a feeling you can't explain it. When you have it, you know it.
Well, you see, you had a missed trip that you were hoping last year, but fixtures changed. So how does it feel now, like being in Manchester, being around the ground?
I'm buzzing. Also, when I came here, I was here the last time. I felt the energy, even though there was no game. I had tears in my eyes. Now, already here in the car, I was.
Have you been
100%.
On the forecourt yet?
Yeah.
And what did that feel like?
It was amazing. Standing here in front of the stadium, now I can't wait to get inside.
You're not even inside. Imagine that.
I'm not even inside, and I can't wait to get inside to see the game.
That's brilliant. That's what United is about, should be about.
It's always about the United.
Well, have the time of your life tonight, and I really appreciate you stopping. Yeah, and I hope today is as good as it is for everyone on their first game.
Cheers.
And
I'll
see you again. Thanks, Alan. I'm so happy to see Digger. And what did you just say?
I told you we was going to win the cup.
And you told us from about round four.
Yeah, yeah.
How good was that done?
It was brilliant. And we didn't
and
only win
it. All,
we didn't only win it. We beat them.
And we deserved it.
Yeah, we deserved it. And we deserved a Charity Shield, but that means nothing. We drew with them.
It was no underdog showing. We came up and we turned up, but, and we did it on their own fucking play.
I was speaking to a City fan today, and you know what he said? City had turned up and they were all drunk.
Oh, fuck.
Excuses. But for all the finals I've been to, I've enjoyed them all, but that was the one I enjoyed more than any other. The fact that we beat the Blues.
You're always optimist. You always get our hearts going. But for you to say we're going to do it, and you also said we'd win the last
three games. And we did, yeah.
And you, so what? Come on, what's happening this season?
I think we'll finish about fourth. I don't think we're not good enough yet to win the league. But I think if we finish fourth, and I've got a feeling we'll win the Europa Cup.
Okay, I'll take that. Who are you most looking forward to seeing?
Sorry?
Which player gets you going the most at the moment?
Abroad, you mean?
No, here.
Oh,
for us.
What I'd like to see tonight, and I want to see him beat City, and I want to see him beat Liverpool.
Right. Lovely Digger. Really.
But I'm looking forward to going in Europe to places I've not been.
And hopefully. Are you all right?
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to go,
about.
Yeah.
What this man
till the day
and
I die.
The Oracle.
Till the day I die.
Cheers,
God bless
Digger.
You.
See you later, mate. Never fucking in doubt. I said to Nick, I'm going to buy a newspaper tomorrow and just frame that league table, because it will not get better than that. And then Nick went, Lord of Doom here. All right, we'll have it in April. We'll be talking about, do you remember the time we were top of the league against First day. So we played Fulham today. Today was for Alex. I think of that. I think of all the Reds and the youngsters. Nathan and Nick are watching the goal to do some research. Nick's thing, and I'm not sure I agree with this, because I said we did win against Wolves last year. Not as similar. And he went, we're 3 points better off than last season because our result against Fulham was actually a defeat. I don't ever look at it like that. But what I will say is I think even before the goal, I was trying to prepare myself for not a headbang, but what if it had been 0-0? And I still would have said 65% of it was all right. And that was okay. There were few bits that concerned me that were identifiable from last season, and we gave the team a lot of space at Old Trafford. We sometimes, when Bruno was up top, which I didn't think worked, we needed Bruno where Mount was, which creates the argument about what is Mount for, that when Bruno chases after his man, they got the ball to their next man very quickly, and then we lose shape a bit. I didn't think Rashford had
a good
game. What
is that, because we've not got a decent central midfield?
So, I thought Casemiro was great today. He looked trim. I thought he's our second best player. I thought he did a lot right. I thought Maguire did well. I thought the new
Maguire
guy
was man of the match.
How do you pronounce it? Because I'm sure. I thought the new guy was excellent.
Masraoui was best player today. Him and Maguire were the
and
best
Martinez
players
as well.
Maguire was brilliant.
I think
today.
We might be being down on Casemiro. I thought he looked trim. I thought he was excellent.
He gave it away a bit.
He did in the first period of the game, but he grew into it. That's the thing. And I thought he had a great second half. He gave the ball away once in the second half, which was bad. But other than that, he was tidy
in the
passing.
Maybe it's because chances. Maybe it's because they were attacking my half in the first half. But it felt like there was a few of the times where they were attacking was because of him. But I'm not going to focus on that.
How do you feel though? Like, has you been not obviously no, to lie?
No, but yeah, but. It did feel like until the last 3 minutes that here we go again. I think we looked brilliant in the first half. We just couldn't score. Like, we had a couple of times. Obviously, Bruno just hit the keeper a couple of times. On another day, we would have scored a couple of goals in the first half. And we were playing it about really nicely. It was nice and quick. And I was like, this is good. We just can't finish it. Second half, it felt like they got a lot more of the ball. And it just got to the point where I was like, it felt like, not that they were going to score, but it was like, it'd be typical if they'd score. Yeah.
I thought they would. I thought even when we went ahead, that's how my headset is not, they'll equalise.
But
thank fuck for 4 minutes, considering there were 88 substitutions. Thank fuck there
are
only
4 minutes. Good. That was my job.
To be fair, like, I'm at that end where we scored, and I didn't think that he'd scored it. Like, and I said to Paul, who sits next to me, I was like, that must have been an own goal. It was either an own goal or he's the coolest fucker on the pitch, because he just didn't react. And it was like, he's been on the pitch for 15 minutes and he scored. Maybe that's the difference between a professional footballer and me, but I'd have had my shirt off.
Yeah.
Because he scored, and it's like he didn't even celebrate, so I would just assume that it was an own goal.
We needed that win. He would need that goal because Hoyland took ages to get going, and then the criticism.
Yeah,
he didn't do much before.
Well, I was going to say that, and I think that we said before, is he a striker or is he a bit deeper? Because there was a couple of times, like Rashford did a good bit and he crossed it, and a striker would have been there to tap it in, and he was on the edge of the box. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we've got to. We've got to get a striker, not on the him. I'm just saying. You know, like, given that we've got to get it proven. We have to. Today
I don't think they will. They're going to get a midfielder.
I thought Rashford's positioning at times was really poor. And I thought, with Nick said, Nick was slightly more sympathetic after the miss when he played it across. why didn't he shoot? But Mick said that is a player totally out of confidence.
Which when?
Right at the end. He might have missed it.
Alright, okay.
Should have squared it to Garnacho for 2-0 in the 94th minute.
And
it
was
a player bereft of
confidence,
he is. But he's so scared to make a mistake.
10 minutes earlier, or 15 minutes earlier, he squared it and no one was there. So I didn't see that second one, I don't know, but like I say, 20 minutes earlier, there was the perfect opportunity where he squared it and there was no one there. So in his head, maybe he's thinking, I'm just going to shoot this up. I've not seen it, so I'm not going to like argue
see
about
Bruno
it.
I don't as a false nine, I don't like him there, I don't. But I will say, like, on the positives, how many times would we have been today and at the 70th minute we're going, make your changes, Eric. He made the changes on 59 minutes. Now, it's desperate that you bring in like two defenders on and Scott McTominay, which did work last year, as your changes to sort of win the game. But give him credit on that. Dalit looked a bit untrim, where I thought Casemiro had lost the pounds. But he's a big lad. He's bigger than I thought.
I think that's just how he looks, you know.
I think that's just...
That's how he is. He's a big guy.
I've not seen him before.
And I will say, Fulham have never made me laugh. But when McTominay came on to sing, he wants to play for Fulham. And Scott McTominay is one of our own. I thought that was quite good. I still hope McTominay and Maguire stay. Nick?
Do you know what? I think as opening season games go, it could have been a lot worse. I don't think we were as open as last year, were we? When we played Wolves. But as I said to Barney walking out, if you want your positive, is that we're already 3 points better off than what we were against them last year. Because we got beat off them last year.
After one game last season. So we're not 3 points better off.
We are, because we got beat by Fulham last year. They battered us at home.
Comparing like for like right now. I don't like it.
You should do.
But yeah, that's how you should compare. We're not going to compare it to Wolves at home last year. Compare it to how did you play against them a couple of months ago.
After 30
it was this
games,
year we got battered.
I don't know how many points we're better off than last season. Otherwise, I'll be going, excuse me, we can't compare points. We can't compare points because I've got to look back exactly who we've played twice and who we've played once. They're getting angry with me because I'm not putting this to my mouth. You what a shame.
You're
back.
You probably said it all, but I'm just laughing at the two young sellers treating you like the fucking old grandpops with your, like, put the microphone to your mouth. Like, how many times I say it, you just keep waving it around like it's a fucking walking stick.
Steve, who'd had a couple of pints beforehand, tried to put a jacket on to leave the ground. And I had to do like he was an old arm and put his arm through because he was struggling putting his arm through. Hello, Shane.
How are you? Right? Yeah.
Are you down from the cloud of Glastonbury yet?
No, not really.
You've gone from a New Order freak to a Glastonbury freak.
Yeah, no.
Read the mag.
I was saying earlier, probably one of the best weeks of my life, and you know, some of the lads here have been before, but yeah, it was fantastic. But I won't keep boring you with that. Yeah, it's nice to be back. Nice to see everyone. I was saying to like Welshfield before, we were in the pub in the Vine and we were saying like, it's great to see everyone, but we could just have done with another month away from this, you know, like the trains are up the creek and everything else. But
we just needed a win.
Yeah, I've not got much to say really about that. I thought we started quite brightly, but once again, going forward, I think our play is too slow moving forward. The opposition settle, we can't create. So a bit predictable really where we left off last season on that front.
Yeah, but can we genuinely say we won't know that till 4 or 5 games? We don't know how everyone will play. If Eric's got a point about everyone not being, you know, on it, we'll know in two, like the weekend after next. Yeah. You don't know how other teams are going to play. They look cooked.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough, and you can't judge it one game. But like Fulham looked second half sharper than us, I thought, and they were playing it as well as us, if not better. So, but yeah, I thought the fullback played new fullback had a decent game.
That's why.
I thought Maguire had a decent game.
Casemiro, because I thought he was good.
I thought Casemiro was good in departments, but his legs are fucked. And like, why was he not hooked? Like when
really?
Other
really?
He looked fucked at the end. Like he was
I
fucked.
Disagree
yeah.
with that.
What made me laugh was he kept saying, because we're right behind the goal at scoreboard end. He kept saying a word, something like Puka, and the lad in front of me is convinced it's Portuguese for cunt. So sorry about the bad language. So I haven't Googled it yet, but every time like there was something coming, he'd lost the ball or he was defending it, he'd go Puka, And we were like, we were convinced that's Portuguese for cunt, so I don't know.
I've just remembered the second biggest cheer that I gave today was in the first half, where Martinez shoulder barged.
Yeah, that was
the baby oil bastard Traore over on his ass. He's double the size of him.
Is Traore, is he still on a double loan or actually?
I've no idea. I don't know.
I thought he was on loan. What? Wolves to Barcelona. He played for Barcelona. That does my thing.
That was brilliant. That was like early on, shouldered him on the floor. Loved that. That was.
Martinez looked good today. Yeah. Martinez did.
I thought he looked a bit iffy at the back, like from where we were.
I didn't think he was.
He got
really
caught out a couple of times, like tonight.
His usual self.
Yeah. It's
a game of opinions.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
I like him, love him. I didn't think he was bad, but he wasn't his usual self.
There was a couple of times where he rushed it and passed it out and gave it away.
I don't think he was that good. Really? Okay, sorry.
I thought Rashford looked a bit off it again. I like Kobbie Mainoo looked a class above again. Like, and the thing, my Kobbie Mainoo love of tonight was he gets fouled, but he's still got the ball at his feet. He still keeps possession when people are kicking him.
He's the best player on the pitch.
Can I just say a stat bomb? We've won the last five games we've played on the trot. How good is that? We've won the last five games of football we've played.
Yeah, we're unbelievable.
We're unbeatable.
can someone just... I've got two hates. One of the haters, I'm sure I imagined this, it might have been a bad nightmare that I had years ago, a couple of years ago, but someone said we got rid of De Gea because he couldn't kick a ball, and we signed a keeper that was a ball player that would take a few risks. Well, like, I'm not being funny, that fella couldn't kick my arse, like, Jesus Christ.
I'd best not, because I want to just cling on to a bonhomie all for a while, until it comes fucking down on us. But I've made the point badly in my head. Not in my head, in my editorial, that Onana, and he made a couple of good saves today. The save on the back foot was very, very good, but I have serious, serious doubts about that keeper.
You have to, like, we had serious doubts since the fucking day he came along and started diving over the ball against Forest, but... I hope it comes good.
I've got to let it go, but I'm very pleased De Gea's playing football again.
Oh yeah, I'm pleased De Gea's playing football, and I'm pleased that Nathan and I might be going watching him this year as well, because he's hopefully, if the fixtures work out.
Yeah, but will Nick let you down again on another trip there, Nathan? Can I just say, oh, have you? Oh, where was my invite?
You're not invited.
Do you want to come, Barney?
You're not invited.
Oh, that's nice. Can I offer? Right, we've had a seller's thing here. Nick, now I'm a bit anal. I'm holding it too close. Nick confessed in the sellers group.
Here we go.
Now I thought it was a washing machine. I don't think this makes it any better. He has a favourite plastic bag that he washes in the sink.
Like, but Nick, like, for fuck's sake, I would self-confess that I'm a bit of a weirdo. I'm a bit odd. But do not wash carrier bags.
He's showing a photo of said. He's videoed the plastic.
It's not even like, it's not even a cool, like.
It's not even a bag. It's not a 10p bag.
It's not like a bag you've got from an off-license in San Sebastian that looks a bit cool. It looks like a fucking freezer bag, like a plain white bin liner.
People will know, in all, and I will say, at least the fucking app, me and Steve got shouted at, turn your brightness up, turn your brightness up. The app worked, seemed to. I hope there's going to be no scare stories later, but the app seemed to work. So thank fuck for that. But I have a green tote bag that I smuggle in for Red News. And Nick went, but you've got a green tote bag. A tote bag is totally, it's like comparing Eric Cantona. Very good. It's like comparing Cantona with Dion Dublin. No offence, Holmes and
the same position.
What's your defence?
I really like this bag, and if anyone needs to see a video of it to explain why I like it, it isn't a regular plastic bag. It's not like those old like Tesco carrier bags. This is something that I put my lunch
Shane's
on.
Literally
it's
like...
It's a bin liner.
I saw Shane less shocked than when Bournemouth did a 3-0 last season at home. Shane looks...
I'm literally baffled by this.
Yes, It's like Red News in a nutshell.
I've never been as astounded since Nathan, who's left the table.
Here we go again.
That's infamous porn genre, like date he had. What they call it on? What's
literally
it?
One day, someone will go, why was Red News podcast listened to the most? And it'll be just Shane clicking on that podcast over and over again.
And the young men today foregoing the opportunities that Nathan had while you're washing a fucking bin liner. There's all sorts of things out on this
go right. That's the George. That's the complete opposite of the George Best story, isn't it? Like, he came in with a wad of money and Miss World, and it's Nick washing a plastic bag. Sorry, Nick.
I would like to say that I would like to read your editorial about Onana, but I'm going to have to wait another month before I can read it. After selling out today, considerably ahead of time, humble brag. Which is incredible. The support's been unbelievable today. Like, the warmth that everyone has said about Red News today has genuinely been overwhelming, I would say. I don't know about you, but it's been so nice to see.
I'll tell you what, like, being back, because I haven't been ready for it, I will 100% say... I will 100% say I wasn't ready for today. I felt like I'd been on holiday... And then I got to the ground and, like, seeing everyone. And then I'm like, yeah, we're back, baby. And not just the win, but the love for Red News. Sold more on an opening day. Like, so kind of you. And we loved it. Like, and the sun was out, which instead of pissing down against Wolves, things can only get... Where was Sancho?
He wasn't even on the bench, actually.
Where was Sancho?
I don't know. Like, that's a good question, actually, but... Yeah, that there's probably a transfer going on in there. The fact that he didn't feature surely means that.
Here we go, another spat. Can you fall out again, or does it still count for the same argument? Right, I've got a question for you. We've got some questions. Red Leicester on the forum. Any particular nagging irritations about football? I said there's millions, but choose one.
Got an irritation about football, but well, VAR still. I don't want to, this is sound really disingenuous because, like, first time out, but from the scoreboard end, the loudest thing I heard tonight was the Stretford end chanting VAR for fucking really? In the people saying. Like, the day I appeal for VAR is the day I'm fucking out of here. So, yeah. So VAR is my annoyance of football still. It's just shit.
Here's a question then also, and we said we'd leave it. How much difference do you think the Stretford end made today? Because me and Nick actually said, until we scored, and then when we scored, it was fucking really loud. I know the acoustics are shit. But until we scored, and then it kicked on, and then it is that age-old debate, osmosis, when the team can lift us and we can lift. Yeah, but until then, I hadn't really noticed it.
Yeah, I thought it started, at the very beginning started all right, but I thought it was all right. Sometimes you can't hear it, but you can see the other end clapping and stuff like. But I thought there was a big section today where I couldn't even see them clapping. Like, but that's not a...
Well, you're that side, Nathan.
Sorry.
I think it was all right. It wasn't the best, but I think it was one of them games where in the second half it started to get a bit nervy, didn't it? But I think when they were singing, it felt louder. But then maybe that's just me because I've not seen it for a few months, you know what I mean?
But I was expecting, this isn't a dick, I was just expecting, like, because we've waited a long time for this, but, and like everything, Friday night, a lot of people were pissed.
It was the side still closer to the tunnel.
Yeah, but Liverpool will be good, that should be bounced, and that will be, you know, that's for me, that was what I said before on a purely football level. If after Liverpool we are not moaning, then that could change. Because I'll tell you the one, two things. There was a lot of concern about the app beforehand, but hopefully there's not. The second thing, there was a hell of a lot not just the bonometer, the Magpie, but the optimism of hope was really tangible today. There was a bounce going into that ground. We couldn't lose it, and we fucking haven't. We might have major doubts ahead of us. Not even Eric, though. You know, the players needed that. The dressing room dynamics of winning it to, oh, here we go again. But a few, we are saying on a few levels, here we go again. But imagine, you know, like, but sign someone who can score your fucking goals.
Obviously, I'd love us to have won 3 or 4 nil tonight. But we didn't. But we won. Do you know what I mean? And I think we were solid defensively, which was good. And I think we just
conceded.
The only thing that we didn't, well, until the very end, was we didn't score. And I think that's because for most of the game, we didn't have a striker on the pitch. If we'd have had a striker, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it could have.
It's not like we had someone on.
We're not getting another striker.
No, we're not.
We have to.
We're not getting.
But do you understand?
Yeah, 100% agree with
that
you.
That changes the whole dynamic.
We're not getting one. I agree with you 100%. That probably still may
be. Yeah, but wouldn't it mean, like, I know that we've got a lot, Rito in the water in the mag, the concerns, the financials, but what a statement that we're not, you know, not a desperate, not a last minute Falcao on loan, but a proven Premier League striker. Tony has a massive point to prove.
Who are you talking about? I've not seen enough of Tony to say that I really like him. The extent I've seen of him is England in the summer.
I wouldn't sign him over.
I'm not putting it on a Van Persie, but I'm saying for 1 or 2 years.
He's a twat. I don't like him.
You know the player that United need to go all outside at the moment this summer? It's Adam Wharton still.
Who?
Crystal Palace. Adam Wharton.
Yeah, but he's played. I tell you, I've made a
point. It doesn't matter what he's played.
I made actual notes about this because I saw a rant.
We'll make him into the
mob. I actually made notes because when Southgate, and I would get a criticism on Southgate on many levels, but when they were going, Wharton would change the dynamics for England. I thought, I'll check. He's not even in his whole professional career played more than 60 games professionally. So we've just signed two kids who we hope are for the future, who haven't played that amount of games.
Get a third. It's called forward planning, Barney.
Ridiculous.
I never said it's been out. It's forward.
Turn it round the other way.
Last thing on my notes. Rodri, so when they were saying Wharton for England against Spain, Rodri, so I checked how many Rodri, and obviously older, but in that, Rodri had played 300 games. Rodri's played 300 games. So when they were saying play Wharton against...
So who are you signing instead then?
Who
are you signing? If it's not him, who are you signing?
Tony.
It's a different position.
No, but the striker for me is much more important than a midfielder. It is, though, Neil.
But you're not getting one.
No, but Barney.
I agree with you.
How many years have we sat there and said, we've signed Falcao, we signed Igalo, we signed... We signed old strikers who lasted a year. We finally got two young people who arguably, hopefully, will be doing it for years. And you want to skip that
again?
Tony's
28.
Xerxes nearly 24 or something.
What I'm saying is, we've spent years and years. We signed Ronaldo. We kept signing old people who didn't give a shit.
67 goals in 128 Premier League appearances. Tony, 1 in 2 striker.
Yeah, but how many of them are penalties?
I'm not a massive fan.
How many penalties?
Do you not agree that...
How many penalties?
Oh, come on. No, how many penalties did fucking, you know...
Andy Cole took one.
Do you not agree
How many penalties?
Right.
The guy takes a
lot of
penalties.
I don't want to turn a win into... But do you not agree with me?
No.
That we need a striker?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're not getting one.
But you're not getting Tony.
The club are after a midfielder. That's what their clear priority is. I'm saying, why would you go to Ugarte when you can go to...
It doesn't make a statement.
The only
statement that it makes is that the person we signed last year was a mistake. That's the only statement I'm making. Because no, but like I said, we've spent 4 years complaining that we're signing strikers who are too old, and we finally made some young signings, and you're not happy about it.
No, what I'm saying, if we play 60 games this season in Europa, Hoyland gets 20 games, 25, which anyone does. I will, we're putting ourselves up for it. If we are relying on those two kids, and I'm not dissing them, I'm saying for this season it's not going to work.
Barry, we all agree with you, but you're not getting one, is my point. The club are not signing another striker. They've dealt with it over the last two seasons. Last year they bought one, this year they bought one. You're not getting two in the same window. You should be fucking lucky you got two centre-halves in a window, do you know what I mean?
And I'm not knocking the business, but it's the difference between... I'd cash in on Rashford,
that's not the point. The point is the club wants to sign... The point is the club wants to sign another midfielder.
He was a striker.
He wasn't a striker in the youth academy.
He
can't come.
Well, he wanted to be.
He wanted to be.
I want to be a striker for Man United, but
who's that down to? Genuinely, when Mourinho was saying...
But every single footballer wants to start off at the front. Bruno Fernandes gave an interview and said, I wanted to start off at the front, and he ended up playing
Shane. This has got...
You all like football far too much. Fucking hell. You all sound a bit angry. I didn't want to say it before. The only thing I'm angry about is, like, we've talked about the oddity of the urinals in East, lower, that you face other people whilst you're urinating. Well, I was talking to, like, there was an Irish fellow. It obviously wasn't a regular because he said, I'm finding this a bit unnerving, staring at other men while I'm having a wee. And I said,
see, I'm right.
And the bloke next to me just turned around and goes, just sort of like, Not in a like a erotic way, but he just sort of whispered to me, he's a one-timer. He obviously hasn't done this before, like we have.
Do you stand on the strike?
Well, no, I'm just saying on the taps. In the taps. You know when you press a tap, these automated ones, and it covers on, water comes out. The taps in our bogs now, you press them, and when you release them, the water stops. So you kind of like, you press it, and you have to race to get your hand underneath it. Anyway, that was my gripe. Old Trafford saw the tap. I think we needed.
Yes, thank you.
I kind of caught a bit of what Nathan said there. We've moaned about buying two old strikers, so it's good we've invested in youth.
He's 28.
No, let me.
I sound like an Arsenal fan now, shouting in.
He's 28, though.
Tony's 28.
Oh, well, fair enough. But we needed. Like I reckon Ferguson would have signed. I know we can't go back to Ferguson. We needed at the back end of the season for last a top striker. To see us over and get through. And I cannot believe that Manchester United Football Club can't buy a striker between the ages of 26 and 30 that could have got us through last season. So hopefully this lad will do
even
fine.
Even if the two lads and Rashford, we've got three strikers, which I think add up to 1.75% of a... I mean, it's Manchester United... I know, I get the points, the Ronnie bit, but you get, I know you do, but Manchester United should, you know, I know I'm harking back to a day, and we've gone way off skill, but I'm harking back to an era of four strikers, and we've got 1.75, and I want the kids to succeed, but they've got to learn on the job. And how do you learn? How did the class of 92 learn? They learn off Eric. You learn off the best, and I'm not saying Tony's the best, I'm just saying... It's a sore that itches away at me, and it itched away last season, and I've told you that. Anyway,
can I just add for the listeners' experience, Nathan's currently ignoring us for the minute because he's trying to keep his Duolingo streak alive.
His what? Duolingo.
Oh.
Right. Learning Italian.
Duolingo is not a porn site, it's a language learning thing, Barney. Just for,
I thought it was the singer who appeared in Glastonbury, Duolipa. Duolipa, what's her name?
Duolipa. Oh, we're on about Duolingo.
Right. Any hates of the week?
Well, I've done the taps. That's my hate.
My hate is when I'm out with all my friends and we're in the moment and then one of us decides that, you know what? I need to keep my Italian language streak alive.
hate of the week. Oh, he's even got a fucking headphone.
I need to listen to what they're saying.
I thought they were doing it in words.
How rude is that?
It's not. I just need to do
it's
it.
It's rude, isn't it?
It's not rude.
I was expecting Shane to make that reference, feeling a bit freak.
He mentioned Ronaldo, and he's gone off on one again.
My hate of the week is
Ronaldo.
After when we were selling before, after we'd just spoken during the pod before the game, and then a bloke turned up trying to get into the street with two bags full of City stuff. He'd been at the City ground and he's turned up to come to the game today.
Can I tell you, love of the
twat.
Week?
You're a twat.
Did I mention, or it might have been I mentioned to Albert and Chloe, I used to, when mum took me, the treat wherever we were at Old Trafford, like 6 or 7 year old, was a wagon wheel at half time. They used to do wagon wheels. And I went, I used to love, and they were massive. They were, it seemed like they were as big as my like hand now. And do you know, my wife, she puts up with me. She bought me a pack of wagon wheels. And I tasted it, and I thought, I don't know whether I love this or think this is overrated now. But I just had a cast back, really lovely, nostalgic. The other thing, my hate of the week is me again. Love so much self-loathing. But the other week, I went and bent down to pick something off the floor and I farted. And my missus again went, you're now at the age when you don't even know when a fart is coming out. And I went, I feel fucking ashamed. I'm just glad this wasn't in public on a train.
What a delight.
Love of the week.
Love of the week is, we started doing stretching videos, my wife and I, now. And, I think Shane would enjoy this. Same, my love of the week is...
I think he'd enjoy you doing stretching
videos. My wife and I are now doing stretching YouTube videos. And the girl that does the YouTube videos...
That's two looks from Shane.
Yeah.
Who's great?
The woman who does the stretching tutorials on YouTube.
But do you do these things together, like?
What, in the front room? Not with people could walk past and see.
We're doing the front room together, just us two.
Yeah, but not, like with the curtains closed.
Nobody can see it. Now can have the curtains.
Fucking hope not. Yeah, go. Imagine. You ain't getting burgled, are you?
Nick, not. Nick, last it. Look, at Christmas, it was only at Christmas you said, you can be my football dad, and we were hugging this.
He's disappointed tonight.
I'm starting to have some doubts, my friend. Like, I'm starting to have some doubts.
My regular dad's disappointed in me. So.
You wash a bin bag and you have a stretch in the front room on a Friday night.
Is it a professional doing the YouTube though? Or is it just like me?
Don't show me, she's unbelievable.
What I want to know is, do you do this in your pyjamas or your shorts, or do you actually get gym kit on and go downstairs and...
like Mr. Motivator.
Do you actually get dressed up in your gym kit in your front room?
Do you limber up before it?
Do you have a headband on?
Okay, I'm back in the room now. I've done my little lesson. So
I mean, come on, you're telling me you don't do stretching videos with that? No?
Shane's gonna be asking for the website.
No, he's got his glasses on.
It's a bit too perfect. You've been loading there.
I don't care. I'll be loading again.
So. I've got visions now. Do you remember that 118 men, the advert?
Cocky had a good point. Not on the podcast. I think after we'd ended it on the Sellers Do game, we need an anthem at United, like a proper, you know, like Boca Juniors. We've tried it in the past, but we need a proper anthem. Nick's now. Right, anyway.
It's quite amusing. You just said Cocky made a really good point the other night. When the podcast are finished.
Oh, don't. Right, we're finishing. Thanks for the love and support today. We love doing this.
We sold out.
To Alex, he came. Thank you for doing that. His first ever trip. I love hearing it. So many kids today gone home happy. We're not miserable. We're going to go and get drunk. Friday night. Nathan likes Friday night football.
I can't admit to really, I think it's wrong that we're on Friday night football, But I was just saying to a couple of lads who are in this pub that sit in front of me, now we've got a Friday night, it's nice because it's meant we've got a bit of time to all catch up, no one's rushing off because you've got work the next day.
What hypocrites we are.
It's fucking unbelievable.
What hypocrites we are. They're shit skyjacking. Yeah. Bring on Friday.
Mr. Motivator will be going home in a minute to wash his bin bag.
I will say, Friday night football is an 80s invention. And some of the great games we had Spurs 3-3, Blackburn in the Cup 2-0, Strachan and McGrath, 3-3, Old Trafford where Chris Turner was done on his height. And I think we beat Arsenal 1. So and people liked it and it never took off. Why would you play football on a Monday when you can play football on a fucking Friday?
I wholeheartedly agree. And don't forget the legendary game of Luke Shaw when he scored a goal at Old Trafford against Leicester City.
And we went 2-1 can I made one last football. One last football
point. For the contemporaries.
For Luke Shaw, I do feel sorry. I don't like some of the abuse, but fuck me. But the one thing where, you know, Ineos...
He didn't intend it.
No, of course. But Ineos have really... The one, you know, the gossip, good gossip from a lot of people inside the club. And obviously we're really sad about the good people who've lost their jobs. Read the gossip because there's a lot in there. But one of the things was Ineos, once they, you know, undecided on Eric, really went heavy on the injuries. And it seems like a no-brainer that one player who's had fitness issues for a long, long time comes back for England, whatever your thoughts on that. That you then say, you don't fucking send him on holiday again. You should. It seems a no-brainer. And after the event is always... But you go, Luke, you're going to come back with the kids. You're not going to have a break. We'll give you the break in December, different to the rest of the players. We are going to do a Paul McGrath, treat you differently. And you carry him on. Instead of saying, rest up, where your muscles start loosening. Bring you back, get injured. And it's like unsalvageable now. You know, like, it seems so fucking obvious. Anyway, right, we won. Fuck it. Glory, glory, Man United. How long do we stay top for? I'm going 9 months. When's the season end?
I reckon we stay
can
top
you imagine,
for about
though?
3:15 tomorrow. And someone's 2-0 up and we're already not top anymore.
I don't know if it's like in your bit, but we walked out of a like scoreboard and when we got onto the concourse, there was a big group of young lads who were just chanting incessantly, United, top of the league. And I thought, fair play, Friday night, we're top of the league.
It was a good atmosphere when we left. And I went, Albert, scarred by United, he went, what happens if it's a 0-0 draw, Dad? Is it Fulham on alphabet? And I went, yeah, unfortunately, it's so we're fucking top. For how many hours? 18 hours. Get in. Cheers, everyone.
Embrace
cheers
it.
To Nick,
to the
Nathan,
regiment,
to people lost who could be doing this. We love you, and thank you, Shane. One last comment on Glastonbury.
It was magical. Yeah, it was like, yeah. I would. If you ever get a chance, do it.
Sorry,
yeah, it was great. Yeah. And LCD sound system were probably the best gig I've ever been to, I'd say, yeah.
Sorry.
Fantastic, Sean,
that
yeah.
was cruel.
Yeah, you can take the piss all you like.
How did
but,
you
yeah.
cope with the toilet situation?
Well, I had this, like, I had these little pocket bag things you can pee into with crystals in it. It was all right.
Fucking hell. How? A man who washes his plastic bags and a bloke who has piss pants.
Not piss pants. I just want to clarify, they weren't things you wear. They were little, like, chemical things you could wee into.
Oh,
well,
I thought
of, right?
you wore... And you
no, Jesus, I'm not that fucking desperate yet. That's coming in a couple of years, but not that yet.
I thought you peed into the pan.
No, that's your fantasies.
I was just going to say, I spent 5 minutes of this podcast doing a little Italian lesson, so I just wanted to say, arrivederci.
Oh, for fuck's. I could have fucking told you that.
And the Red News thing, there's always momentum. Nathan... myself, a couple of people in the pub before, Fontaine's DC, Finsbury Park next year, there's a Red News gathering.
Fucking music,
man. And you're not going to be part of it, Paul.
No, I fucking don't want to be part of it. I will say, we've had a happy Nathan about United for a week now. This is great. Phil Bauer. Bill
We're
Bauer.
Also taking a Red News sweepstake on how long it will last for as well.
Bill Bauer, 9 months. 9 months. Cheers, everyone. Bye. And I will. And there's one like sad thing that we've lost Jordan Pilkington.
Yeah, George. And, yeah, we know George. Yeah.
And like, there'll be other tributes. I know the club are doing stuff, but an inspirational red, but also someone known a number of years from away. He's with his dad.
Yeah.
And it's just heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, right, mate. We was down at his house, can't remember where we was going, Bournemouth away last season, before Bournemouth away. We all went down to his house, all went to see him and everything, and he seemed in, you know, good spirits there. His dad saying he was struggling a little bit then. And then at Wembley, because we know a lad that knows him very, very well.
Right, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, just saying, we know mates of George that are really, pretty close to Geordie as well, and we were speaking at Wembley there last week, and he said, oh, he's not doing very, very well. And then to get the message on, was it Monday, if I remember correctly, off the top of my head now, days are all measured together, but from Geordie's dad saying he passed away, man, he was in absolute tears.
I'm sorry, Zane.
You know.
It's just like a horrible condition. And
yeah,
just
exactly.
Like,
the guy's an absolute inspiration, right, honestly.
I just, there are no words, but I just like, when you see them and just over the years, it's like, yeah. I felt like, I just, for all of us, isn't it? It's just
exactly.
It's really sad.